Aloha and welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. I'm Bruce Fisher, also known as Aloha Bruce. Thanks for tuning in. Got a great podcast for you today. We're going to be talking about what makes a Hawaii vacation authentic as we get through the big show. Of course, this podcast is not hosted by a wannabe social media influencer or somebody that doesn't know anything about booking a Hawaii vacation. It's a different kind of podcast. We're your hosts. We're the owners of Hawaii Aloha Travel. We're in Hawaii. We're Hawaii's experts. And you can catch us on the web at hawaii-aloha.com. Or just give us a call at 1-800-843-8771. We're here to help you plan your next Hawaii vacation. That's all we do here. We've been doing it for 22 years. We've been podcasting going our 18th year. So this is the greatest place that you can be right now to kind of wind down this research that you've been doing. Because if you found me, you've dug pretty deep. Let's face it. You know, there's so much information out there, and it just gets to be too much. So let me narrow down your choices. Let one of our experts here kind of help you finalize this thing, because it's getting out of hand. I mean, we're into April already. Look at this. It's tax time. Now you're going to get those tax refunds. Let's take that money and go on a vacation. What do you think? And why not come to Hawaii? All right, let's get into it. What makes an authentic Hawaii vacation? Now, the first thing that people want to do is they want to come to Hawaii. They want to experience Hawaii. And a lot of times it's what you have in your head, your vision of Hawaii. If you've never been here before, or all you know about Hawaii is what you're seeing on television or what you read on the internet, it may not be the reality that you actually face when you start to plan your trip and when you actually, you know, come here. You know, and what is it really going to be like? Because it ranges. It ranges from people that, you know, have all their lives have seen it in the movies and seen it on, you know, everywhere. And that's what they see and that's what they want. And a lot of times that stereotypical things that you see in movies and portrayed on television, you know, when you see these television shows, you know, and when you see Hawaii, you know, and they start to show you, you know, B-roll of different things happening here, you know, people... You know, a lot of times it boils down to Hawaiian dancing and hula and all of that fun stuff, which is part of the culture here. And I'm going to talk about how to make decisions on what's authentic and what would be more authentic and what would be more meaningful to you if you're planning Hawaii vacations. I want to get into that today because I've been watching The Reluctant Traveler. If you haven't seen this show, it's Eugene Levy. And I kind of can relate to him because... I feel like I'm a reluctant traveler at times because I'm spoiled. I live here in Hawaii. I do like to travel, but sometimes I have such a good experience here and I understand how important it is to immerse yourself in cultures. And when I go to other places, I really want to immerse myself. I don't like to go for 1 or 2 days. I like to really kind of spend time there and really, you know, learn about where it is that I am. And because... You know, this is, I think, the most beautiful place on earth. You know, when I talk to people that come here from all over the world, they really do feel like Hawaii is one of the best destinations, one of the most beautiful places to live, especially. So when I do travel and I go to other destinations, I'm kind of hard to impress, I guess, because I just live here in this beautiful, wonderful place called Hawaii. So when you're watching a show like this, like the... Reluctant Traveler, some of these travel shows, they always have like a host, and the host is greeted and treated so wonderfully, right? They get to stay in these ridiculously expensive properties. It's always like over the top when you watch them, and you say to yourself, wow, how could I have an experience like that? How could I possibly, I don't know if you feel that way, when I watch these shows, I go, oh my God, you know, like, Eugene Levy, the reluctant traveler on that show, he was in Finland and they took him to these beautiful ice places. And, you know, he's by himself on a sled, you know, going through the snow with these dogs and, you know, having these over the top experiences, you know, and then he's in Utah and he gets to be with the native, you know, the native Indians that were there, and he gets to go to places and fly around in helicopters and see rock formations that I don't know if anybody's would ever see. He went to Costa Rica and he stayed in a gigantic, you know, a rainforest in the middle of nowhere, you know, and $2,000 a night, right? So you know, it makes you wonder, you know, could I ever have an experience like that? You know, first of all, you need all this money and you have to be a celebrity to get that kind of treatment, right? So, you know, what do you do if you really want to have a great Hawaii vacation and you really, you know, you've saved up some money, but you don't have the kind of money a celebrity has and you don't have the kind of resources that these celebrities have? How do you do it? And the only thing I can do is tell you about Hawaii and how you can make this as authentic as possible and as immersive as possible and a really memorable experience. And I think, you know, without, you know, doing a commercial for our company, this is what we've always tried to do for people. You know, ever since the day I woke up and started doing this company, you know, 22 years ago, I always felt that one of our core philosophies was and is connecting people on the mainland, mostly the mainland U.S. and all over the world, but really we focus on mainland U.S., with the people of Hawaii and with true experiences in Hawaii. So how do you do that? Well, the first thing that everybody is doing now is they're going on the internet, right? That's the number one research point, right? And if you say, what is an authentic experience? What should I do in Hawaii? You're going to find, and I just did it, you know, and it's always the same thing. I don't care if you go on Google, Gemini, AI, upside down, inside out, they're all saying the exact same things. And they're all true. You know, to have a real authentic Hawaiian experience, they always say respect the culture, you know, understand the culture, learn some of the basic phrases, learn a little bit. Those are all great things to do, you know, but just because you learn a few words in Hawaiian and you want to respect the culture doesn't mean that you're going to actually be able to do it and be able to do it in a way that's going to be meaningful to you. I mean, to just be able to go to your hotel and say aloha and, you know, speak a few words is not what I would consider to be an authentic vacation or something that immerses you. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that today and talk about how you can make your trip a little more authentic and the ways that you might be able to do it. Because one of the first things that always comes up is a luau. You know, when you go online, you know, it's going to tell you, and there's just all these luau's. And the thing that's been happening in Hawaii lately, and I just noticed this just in the last year, about several luau's popping up all over, on Oahu especially. Just off the top of my head, I would say that there's at least 10 luau's right here on Oahu that you could pick and choose from. Everything from fire dancing, more Polynesian type luau's, which I'm going to talk about in a little bit, to more traditional luau's and what it really means. You know, luau's back in the day were really, they were kind of kapilas. You know, you would be, a family would invite you over and everybody would hang out and they would cook food and they would roast the pig and they would do all that stuff, you know, have the emu, and that's how the whole thing started. But it kind of got commercialized and it became a very popular thing. And now, when you go on the internet, you know, it's going to be the same thing. You're going to see all these reviews and which one is on TripAdvisor is the best one. So that's, again, where sometimes if you have somebody like me or somebody in the islands or somebody that really is knowledgeable about this place might be able to advise you on which is the best luau, because they can be very, very touristy, you know, and is that what we're going to be calling the most authentic thing that you're going to do in Hawaii? You know, so how do you experience the islands and do it in such a way where you can have the most authentic experience as possible? So like for the luau's, you know, I will very often tell folks break down which luau's I think are the best for people based on what they're doing. And I can tell you that when I lay out and I tell them which luau's to do, they will always default to what they're seeing on the internet. Like just recently, I was describing, you know, like if you want to do a luau, and let's say you want a really great show, you know, a good showman and a lot of fire dancing and stuff like that, which really isn't what I would say more authentic towards a luau, what you would get, you know, to experience it. that would be Chief's Luau, you know? And if you want something that's a really beautiful environment on the ocean where you're going to maybe see the, you know, a gorgeous sunset behind what's happening and they do like a huki lau, then I would say Paradise Cove Luau. But if you said to me, what is the most traditional luau, I would probably point you more towards like the Queen's Luau up in Tantalus, where they're really doing more of a traditional luau that's based on Hawaiian stuff, you know, the more Hawaiian experience. You know, they talk about the king and the queen and the, you know, the history behind it, and they do demonstrations and dances that are much more authentic. There's another luau that just popped up out in Wahiwa that one of our agents just went to, the Warriors Luau. You know, so if you're going to do a luau, you know, and just recently I gave this to a client, and of course they just went and they picked the TripAdvisor first when they just not. It's just so hard to step away from what you're seeing online as being what is the best. It's not necessarily the best. And this is the problem with reviews, because it's a piling on effect. If somebody says it, then that means that that's the best, you know, thing to do. So, you know, think of these things. Think of what will make your vacation and your experience in the Highlands more authentic without having to be like a celebrity. And that's one way to do it, is just get really good advice. Use me, use anybody that really knows what they're talking about here. A lot of people go to their friends and family. Sometimes that's a good way to go, but you know, friends and family are maybe doing what I was just telling you, is just following the pack, following, you know, what everybody else is doing. So some of the other things that you can do to have more of a unique experience. Okay. One-on-one tours and experiences. And by that, I mean, when you're going to take a tour and you're going to go pick which Circle Island tour that you're going to do, don't pick the cheapest one. Don't do the Groupon. These are just, I don't know, I have to pull my hair out when I think about folks doing these bus tours and what they're getting. Of course, they're going to have a fun guide. These guides are very good. You know, they're really funny and they're jovial, but they're all driving around in the same circle. And they're all basically stopping at the same places, and they're all basically saying the same things. So mono on mono tours, you know, something like Secret Hawaii Tours, our secret, you know, our sister company. I talk about it a lot because I helped develop the company, and I know what they do. So, and I know the guides personally, so I promote them a lot. But there are others here that can give you very unique experiences, and it's not a lot of money. You know, very often these bus tours are $100-something, and you can get a private local tour with a local guide, very small, maybe even private or a small group. And it's more affordable than you think. Really, it is, because these tours will add so much more to your vacation and leave you feeling with a much better experience than driving out around in a bus, stopping at all the locations that everybody else does, not having any customization. You know, a lot of times guides and locals who are doing this really are passionate about the island. So, I mean, that's, I think, one of the best ways to have an authentic experience is to be doing private, personal tours. And there's so many of them. The other thing is volunteerism. We've talked about that a lot. It's work, you know, and you work on maybe a lo'i, you know, or a farm, or you do some cleanup and you do some stuff like that. It is work. And so it's a little bit, it's not for everybody, and I understand that, but that is another great way to immerse yourself and learn about the culture. Now, you always hear about the food, right? Food is another way to really immerse yourself and to learn about the culture and to have more of an authentic time in Hawaii. But again, it always, if you go back and you go online and you start to do it, you're seeing all the same restaurants. I mean, I find it hard to believe people go to like a P.F. Chang's, or, you know, I even think like people are going to be upset with me, like a Duke's, you know, and, you know, Hula Grill and some of these ones down in Waikiki, Cheesecake Factory. And I mean, they're so iconic. I understand that. But if I'm going to spend that kind of money, I'm going to go to a hole in the wall. I'm going to suggest hole in the walls, and I'm going to suggest restaurants that hole in the walls. And this is what I've been doing for folks. And I have whole, you know, lists of stuff, you know, and that's why we curated that Aloha Play food tour with Lanai Tabor. And now we offer food tours. Well, our sister company does. We don't own that company anymore. I sold it, but I love it because I know everybody that's there. And I love working closely with some of these tour companies where I know who's going to be doing what and what how I can prepare my clients for these experiences. The other thing that you can do is you can experience some of our local farms here and our local markets. That is another way. Like Mana Ai, you know, Daniel Anthony, he has the most amazing farm up towards the North Shore, and you can go there and you know, I can get you a tour over there and you can really kind of hang out and do poi pounding, you know, fresh hand poi pounding. And he teaches you about that and how important it is and how sustainable farming is such an important part of the culture here, and you can do it, and it's a fun thing, dude. He even has like a pizza, wood stove pizza thing that he cooks pizza in. We've done tours with him and group tours with him, and there are other farms that you can go to here that I can help kind of guide you towards without having to spend ridiculous amounts of money, and you don't have to be celebrity. So these are just some kind of like quick tips. I wanted to kind of put you on the right track for this because we see this all the time. Everybody wants to have an authentic Hawaiian experience. But keep in mind that in Hawaii, because of the way it has evolved, you're not going to be, unless you have these big bucks. Now, if you have big bucks, you can stay at places like Kukui'ula on Kauai, where you're spending a couple of $1,000s a day, and they cater to everything you need, and you do have like the reluctant traveler experience. You know, if you've got big money, for some reason we have to. This seems to happen for those types of folks. You know, or if you want to spend. You know, if you got a couple of $1,000s a day to spend, you can do a Kona Village Resort on the Big Island, which we've identified as that would be, you know, like to me, a very traditional experience because you get your own hale. They have, you know, Hawaiian activities, kapuna there. They've got kumahulas, you know, walking around everywhere, you know, and, you know, But who's got that kind of money? You know, if you do have that kind of money, then you can do that kind of stuff. And I can help you with that. And I can help you find it. I mean, you can go to Lanai, for instance, on Lanai and stay in a retreat, you know, and again, a couple $1,000s a night, you know, and that's just, unfortunately, we just don't have that kind of money, you know. And the other thing that I always recommend is some of these great hikes that you can do on your own. Or again, with a local guide experience that can take you through a rainforest and explain the flora and fauna and explain the history behind what you're looking at. And that can also be a very affordable experience. But take some of this into mind as you're doing this research and as you're just looking at what everybody else is doing. Keep what I'm saying in the back of your head and make it easy on yourself. Just give us a call, 1-800-843-8771. Ask for me, ask for any of our agents. They're all very experienced. We're constantly, this is all we do is book Hawaii vacations, and we would love to help you do the same. So hopefully we'll hear from you. Hawaii-aloha.com is the website. Also check us out on Facebook. That's the only social media vertical we're on. We don't do anything else. We just can't. It's too much work because I'm a one-man show here. I do all the marketing. So I can't be in 100 places. It's too hard. So please give us a call, get involved. We'd love to hear from you. And, just use these little tips to kind of make your vacation even better to Hawaii. All right, that's going to do it. That's going to wrap it up for my beautiful wife, Yaling, and all of us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel. I'll say aloha and mahalo.